Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time, $10 minimum per order, additional terms apply.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
We got to talk to someone who is on the line with us right now. I just told you about the finals. It's time to have a conversation with a 13-year NBA veteran, someone who was looked upon as, why is he here in the NBA, until he started busting everybody up. It's a Nuggets legend, former assistant coach here with UTEP men's basketball, Earl Boykins. Earl, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm excellent. Thank you for taking the time to hop on. Man, we know about your time in Denver. I feel like that's really where you made your bones and really got the attention, your first big contract in the NBA after being undrafted. I know you spent a lot of time in Denver before moving on to the college coaching ranks. Are you at all surprised over what the Nuggets have grown into over the past few years?
No, I'm not. It's funny that you asked that question because 4 years ago when I was staying in Denver and I was doing Denver radio there, and it was a question, there was a prediction of did I think the Nuggets would be in the finals in 3 years, and I said absolutely. And the reason that I felt that way was because the way their team was built was organically. You know, they do a great job of drafting and develop players. And, you know, I just thought that even then I could see Jokic developing into, you know, the player that he is now. And I always thought Jamal, you know, would be a great second piece to it. And so, you know, I'm one of the few that actually, you know, saw this coming in the NBA.
Nuggets legend Earl Boykins is joining us here, CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. You know, Calvin Booth. He started off as an assistant. He's now the full-time GM. He's been in that spot for a few years now. We don't hear his name a whole lot. I remember when Calvin was out there playing. I certainly know that you know him. How big of an impact has he had on this team? Because he doesn't get mentioned a whole lot.
Yeah, Calvin's been unbelievable in his, you know, recognition of talent. You know, he does a great job of getting pieces that I think fit what the Nuggets are trying to do from the basketball standpoint, but also, you know, fit their culture. You know, you don't hear about a lot of the Nuggets players getting in trouble off the court at all, you know, if any. And so, you know, he's done a great job of, you know, not only recognizing talent on the court, but also off the court. And I think, you know, he doesn't get the recognition that he deserves because, you know, it's Denver. It's not a huge media market. And, you know, when you're in a smaller market, that's what happens.
Well, I think in due time, I think sooner than later, I think he's going to start getting a lot of attention for what
Absolutely.
He's been able to contribute to over the past few years. Well, let me ask you this, Earl. Like, the NBA is in such an interesting place right now. We got a 7-foot point center guard, whatever you want to call him, putting up 30, 20, and 10 type games. When you played, people looked at you at 5'5" and said, how is he going to go out there and do damage? And that's exactly what you did. And this was 15-plus years ago. What are your thoughts on how the NBA has changed? And it doesn't matter how big or small you are. It's like we're getting things on the extreme right now.
Yeah, I think the game has definitely involved into a faster paced game, is more entertaining for the fans. And, you know, Jokic is just, you know, he's part of the way that the game is played, especially in Europe. I had an opportunity to play in Italy in 2009, and when I was there, you realize very early on, you know, when you're overseas, is everyone is skilled. And the development of USA players is starting to develop the same way the Europeans. For instance, Europeans, when you're young, it doesn't matter how tall you are, whether you're guard or big, you do the exact same drills. Whereas when we were growing up, bigs went to one end and guards went to another end.
That's right.
And so everything was separate. And, you know, the game is definitely becoming a game where, you know, you have to be able to do everything on the court if you want to be, you know, one of the great players now. It's not a game where you could just – you can make it to the NBA with one elite skill, but in order to become an MVP-type player, you have to be able to do multiple things. And, you know, Jokic, with his size, he's a matchup problem. He's definitely a matchup problem because, you know, when you look at the NBA now, there are only two centers. It's Embiid and Jokic. That's it. Everyone else are power forwards parading the centers.
Yeah.
And so when you have a real big man who's skilled, he has an unbelievable advantage. And, you know, he's taking advantage of it. He's showing that, you know, great. Bam is a great defender. But at the end of the day, Bam is too small to check him. He just is. You know, Bam's too small. Even Anthony Davis in the Lakers series. The NBA has become so small that when you have a big man who's actually skilled, it's like watching Wilt score. Yeah. If Jokic wanted to, he could score 50, 60 points every game. Every game. But there's no one as big as he is on the court. And, you know, he just does an unbelievable job of being patient and letting the game come to him. But I really believe if he wanted to, he could score 50 every game, easy.
No, I mean, he's handing out beatdowns, and he's doing everything out on the court, which is pretty nuts. Nuggets
yeah.
legend Earl Boykins is joining us here, CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. When you look at the rest of this series, does Miami, do they get one more game? Or what are your thoughts on what's going to be left here?
I think Miami maybe gets one more game. But I don't see it going seven. You know, I think the Heat they've had an unbelievable season. This series sort of reminds me of the bubble when they ran against the Lakers with LeBron and AD. At some point, the Nuggets' talent is just overwhelming. They're just a better team. They're a deeper team. At this point, they have the two best players in the series with Jamal and Jokic. You know, it's hard to be successful in a playoff series where the opposing teams have the two best players. I think game two was a wake-up call for the Nuggets in terms of the mentality that every night you have to be focused. I don't think they were as focused as game two. And I thought that contributed more to Miami winning than anything else. It was a lack of focus and urgency on the Nuggets' part. In game three, they came out with the right mental state, and you saw the results.
I think, like you, they're gonna walk away with their first championship. Earl Boykins is here with us. Earl, you were on the Nuggets when it seems that they were kind of brought back into relevance and deeper competition, deeper into the playoffs with Carmelo Anthony and yourself. You coming off the bench, man. We see Carmelo decided to just hang him up and call it quits now to spend more time with his boy, watching him grow. What are your thoughts and memories from playing with him and ultimately what his legacy is?
I have nothing but great memories from playing with Carmelo. It's funny. I ran into him 2 weeks ago at EYBO. His son was playing, and we spoke, and we hadn't seen each other in a while. But and I think the most impressive thing about Carmelo is who he is as a person, who he is as a man. He's, you know, he even when he was a superstar with us, you know, he was always humble, always respectful. He's a great dude. And, you know, it speaks volume because, you know, he never put himself above any of us. You know, he was a guy where you had family in town. Of course, he was a star. Everybody wanted his autograph. You know, he would sign autographs for you whenever you asked. He never said no for your family if they wanted an autograph. And as a player, you know, he was unbelievable from day one. He came into the league and, you know, he averaged 20 as a rookie, and it was easy for him. And so, you know, I have nothing but, you know, respect for Carmelo Anthony as a person and a player. And, you know, I'm just happy to see that he's doing – he's at peace with his career and what's going on in his life.
Well, right now, Earl, we see you're an assistant coach with UTEP. Why did you decide to spend more time, I guess, full-time coaching? And is this kind of a full stop for you? You want to be on the bench, or what's going on?
Yeah, you know, I decided to choose the college route as opposed to the NBA because I really enjoy developing young basketball players. I really enjoy developing, you know, young men and helping them grow not only as players but as people. And, you know, this is where I want to be at the collegiate level. And, yes, my goal to eventually, you know, become a head coach. But I'm having a great, great time here at UTEP. You know, the head coach is Joe Golding. He's an unbelievable human being. You know, great guy, class A guy. And he's an unbelievable coach. And, you know, I'm enjoying just being here, being a part of his staff and, you know, learning from Coach Golding. But, yes, my ultimate goal is to become a head coach.
Earl Boykins is here with us, CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Man, it was unlikely. You weren't supposed to be in the league at your size, and you just talked about Jokic and what he's able to do. Obviously, at 7 feet tall, there's advantages from seeing the floor. Yourself at 5'5", just out there still killing it in the league. What was the most challenging aspect for you as a player? And then, if you were to play right now, how do you feel the game would be different for you?
I actually think, you know, a lot of people view it as a negative, but, you know, because of my height, I've always had an advantage on the court as a player. For instance, I played the same position my whole life. You know, most players, as they get up, you know, levels, junior high school, college, they have to change positions. I never had to change position. I've always competed against taller guys or taller players. And so I think whenever an opposing player played against somebody 5'5", they had to adjust the way they played because of my size and my speed. And, you know, for me, I never made an adjustment. I played the same way that I played in high school, college. I played the exact same way. So, you know, for me, I always viewed my height is definitely an advantage because, you know, I never changed my game. As a, you know, go back to the question, if I was to play in today's game, you know, I think today's game is more suited for the way that I played. You know, one of the biggest reasons I signed with the Denver Nuggets, you know, is laughable now. I go into the office in the summertime and I ask Kiki Vandeweghe, are you going to allow me to shoot pull-up threes? And that was a big reason why I signed with the Denver Nuggets because he's one of the few GMs at that time that allowed – he said, no problem, you can shoot pull-up threes. Well, I had other GMs told me, no, it's a bad shot. So that's how much the game has changed. But, you know, my game is definitely suited more for today's NBA than it was back then.
Yeah. Earl Boykins joining us. Final question for you. Are you making it out to Denver? Are you going to be there at the, you know, one of the final games? Are you going into the parade? I don't want to get too far ahead, but are you going to be participating?
I have work to do.
Okay. Don't
I'll
we all.
Be recruiting. Exactly. Okay. Exactly. I'll be recruiting, but I will be rooting for them from a distance and enjoying the success that they've had. And, you know, I wish I could be there and be part of the celebration, but, you know, my heart is with the Nuggets, and hopefully they'll get their first championship, you know, this year.
Hey, Earl, I appreciate you taking the time to hop on and join us. If you want, is there some place that people can follow and keep up with you, or are you just trying to keep a low profile?
No. My Twitter is at Boykins Academy, and I'm on Instagram as The Earl Boykins.
All right, a big shout-out. Hey, Earl, good luck to you and everything that you do coaching-wise. I look forward to catching up with you soon, okay?
Okay, thanks for having me on the show. Take care.
No doubt about it. We just had a conversation with Denver Nuggets legend Earl Boykins. Oh, yeah, out there, 5'5", was busting ass in the NBA. and now he's helping to lead a new generation as an assistant coach down at UTEP. It is just the start for Earl Boykins, and I appreciate him taking the time to join us here on CBS Sports Radio.
Prepare for a righteous reckoning in the new season of the HBO original series, The Righteous Gemstones. When the spoiled gemstone children finally get their wish to take control of the church, they discover leadership is harder than they imagined and that their extravagant lifestyle comes with a heavy price. Starring Danny McBride, John Goodman, Edie Patterson, and Adam Devine, watch the all-new season of The Righteous Gemstones, streaming June 18th on Max. Subscription required. Visit max.com for details.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
BetUS.com is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the chance to cash in on all your favorite sports. Sign up at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS, where the game begins.